97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. Bo,
yeah.
Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, you too, man.
As always.
And
we have to pretend like we are just starting something new because it's a new piece of content here, the podcast exclusive. But the truth is, we've been sitting in the same room for an hour doing a radio show. But we have to pretend like
I'm kind of tired of you.
We have to pretend like, hey, Bo, how's it going, buddy? Great
to
see you, right?
Tony, so good to see you again.
So we just wrapped up this week's show. If you haven't downloaded that podcast yet, or you missed the show, make sure you check it out. We put out two podcasts of this show every week. Obviously, this one, the podcast exclusive, and the show podcast goes out every Friday before the show. Show even airs, and this week we had a chance to catch up with Corporal Todd Nicely, who is just an amazing guy. He has gone through some unimaginable
hell and back.
Yes,
hell
he's gone
back.
Through. He's gone to hell and back multiple times.
Yeah,
and his story is inspiring and incredible. And he doesn't pull any punches. He's not afraid to talk about the bad, you know, the bad times, the mistakes that he made. All the challenges that he went through. So it's just great to talk to him and hear how good he's doing right now.
And what's amazing is the guy who really brought the whole thing together, somebody I've known for many years, you reintroduced me to him. Because when I met the guy, he was putting LED flasher lights in belly buttons around the world.
That's right.
And then when you brought up his name, I'm like, gosh, that guy sounds familiar. Lo and behold, he is one of the founding members of Joshua Chamberlain Society, one of the best organizations you can support financially and in person at different events.
Yeah.
Gary Kelman,
he's our guest on the podcast exclusive. Also got a chance to be on the show at the end of the show this week as well. So, Gary, thanks for putting a little overtime being on the show this week and joining us for the podcast exclusive.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah,
definitely fun hanging out with you, and
yeah.
I appreciate the support of the JCS.
Oh, you bet. No, and like Bo said, you know, you were the kind of the guy who brought it all together, and you know, I had met Corporal Nicely 10 years ago or so, just right, it was months, I don't even think it was a year after he had gotten back to the United States after his terrible tragedy in Afghanistan. And, you know, and so I got a chance to talk to him and you know, get to know him a little bit back then. But then to reconnect with him through you, essentially, Gary, and, you know, you bring Bo and I out to the Joshua Chamberlain Society event. He's come such a long way. He looks so much better. He's so much happier and healthier than he was when I knew him about 10 years ago. So, yeah, I can't thank you enough for you know, everything that you've done with Joshua Chamberlain Society and everything that you guys have done for our veterans. It truly is an incredible group. And I know you didn't get a chance to hear the interview, or at least I don't think you have yet. And Corporal Nicely really gushed about the JCS and how and how important of an organization it is, and how much you guys do for the wounded veterans in our country.
Yeah, he's a great interview. He's got a lot of great stories. You can sit around and talk to him all day.
Was he the first soldier that you guys backed?
No, it was Josh Eckhoff.
Oh,
Joshua
wow.
Eckhoff.
Okay.
Yeah,
from Parkway South. So he just had his birthday a few days ago, and he was at the event. I think you missed him, but he's come a long, long ways too. He had a traumatic brain injury from IUD, and man, it's been an amazing ride up and down for him too.
Man, yeah, what these guys go through. Like Bo said, it's hell and back. And just the fact that there is an organization there to try to do everything they can to help these guys is amazing. Gary, you've got a long story to tell. We won't even, you know, we could go forever on the podcast exclusive. We don't have the time constraints that the radio show does, but we still won't even scratch the surface of all the things you did. Bo mentioned the belly button light company, and of course, the sanitizer and mask wholesale store, which we do advertisements for here on both radio stations, 97.1 and KMOX. Before we move off the Joshua Chamberlain Society, can you just tell people how they can get involved with JCS and help out your guys' mission if they are interested in doing so?
Yeah, we have a three or four big events every year. You can go to chamberlainsociety.org, and you can meet all of our heroes there, see the events we have upcoming, or if you don't want to get out of the house, just you can send donations directly all from the website. It's we're 501c3, so it is a tax write-off, and it goes to a great, great cause. None of us take any money, but we've put a lot of time into it because we really enjoy it and enjoy giving back. And when you meet some of the veteran heroes, they don't like to be called heroes, but when you meet them, it makes it worthwhile.
So, Bo, I don't know where to start. Gary's an author, so we could talk about his book. We could talk about the Z-Bones, the headphones that you listen to the sounds through your cheekbones instead of your eardrums. We could talk about the Z-Pods, which is an incredible piece of equipment for people on the autism spectrum or that have ADHD. We could talk about your belly button lights that Bo's actually wearing.
I can't find it, though. It's in there somewhere, but I haven't been able to find it for years. I lost my car keys,
sanitizer
too.
And mask wholesale store. I mean, there's so many ways we could have this discussion with Gary. Where do you want to start, Bo?
When you think of Gary, locally, on a local level, he's kind of like Elon Musk light because he's an inventor. And you know, yeah. Gary, you're doing some important things to keeping us all safe with these masks, which I love the one I got from you guys. My wife loves hers because we've been struggling with these surgical ones, the paper ones or whatever. And the biggest thing I learned when I was at the store with you, Tony, was the lighter test.
Yes.
Explain that to the listeners, if you could, about, okay, is your mask really doing anything or is it not? Gary?
Great one.
Yeah, so we have a lot of different mask styles in the store, because every customer has their own taste. The one of the most popular ones before the CDC said maybe you shouldn't wear that is the gaiters, and that's just a thin thin piece of material that you put over your mouth and your nose. So we show you how transparent that is, or when you blow through, it blows out the lighter. Then we go upgrade to your disposable three-ply mask, and you can still blow it out, but it has more protection. And then our N95 mask, which has the most protection, and you can't, you don't see the lighter waver at all when you blow. Then we have a lot of our reusable cotton masks, which do have good protection as well, by showing you with the lighter test. I think you picked up some Halloween ones to scare your wife, didn't you?
No.
I did. I have a super cool Halloween mask that I can't wait to wear on. I'm saving it just for Halloween.
And isn't this the perfect time of the year for masks? Halloween for masks?
Yeah.
And Gary, have you seen The Masked Singer? Do you think it's by design that show came out just a couple of years ago?
That'd be interesting, isn't it?
It is. It makes me think, anyway. Okay.
You know, hey, Gary, that lighter test, I don't know why I never thought. I mean, it's so simple, and it's common sense, but I'd never, it never thought of it until you did it with Bo and I in the store a few weeks ago, and Bo had one of those super thin gaiters on and blew the lighter right out, and I had one of my masks that I had gotten from you, Gary, and it didn't blow out, and I've told so many people about the lighter test since that happened, and everybody, it's like a light bulb goes off in their head, and then they're like, oh, I want to do it. Who has a lighter? I want to test the mask.
Dude, my first thought was, why am I even wearing this thing? It's not doing anything.
It's a great, simple little way to test and see how effective your mask is, and what is it? Did you say like about a foot away you hold the lighter and blow? Like how would you say if people want to do an at-home lighter test?
Yeah, well, you could do that, but we're as close as 3 inches to 6 inches away.
Wow.
To really show the effectiveness. If you're 3 feet away, obviously that's the what is it, 6 feet away for physical distance, you know, physical social distancing.
Right.
So, you know, if you're that close, you know, you have airborne particles that shows if you're breathing them in or not through your mask.
Yeah. It's such a cool, easy way to just kind of do a little non-scientific test of the effectiveness of your mask and, you know, and make you feel good about, you know, okay, I got a good one. This mask is doing its job. Or, holy cow, this mask, like Bo's, like the revelation Bo had, like, why do I even have this thing on?
I got it from law enforcement too. It's like, oh, thanks. but I do want to talk about the Z Pod beds for ADHD or for autism.
Yeah.
That was also to me earth shattering.
Yeah. Gary, tell us about the Z Pods. That's something we've had you on this show and other shows a couple times, and that's a really cool company and an amazing helpful piece of equipment that unfortunately we haven't had too much time to talk about. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I brought it in from overseas a couple of years ago when I was sleeping in these micro hotels over in Asia, these cool looking space Star Trek pods that you sleep in, and were introduced in the USA. So I brought a bunch of them over because I was trying to think of cool ways to get my son out of the bedroom. My son's 8 years old now, so he's been out of the bedroom for a few years now since I brought the pods over and gave him one. And he thinks he's in a spaceship now. But after doing about a year of focus groups, we had a big showroom in Overland, Missouri, in St. Louis. And we kept having families come in with kids with autism or adults. And they said, hey, this would be great for my child or my adult that has autism. And, you know, they wanted to try it. So we've sold a few of those and kept getting great response on how this acts as a safe place for kids and adults with sensory deprivation issues, you know, so over sensory overload, ADHD, OCD, PTS, and autism. And it has been very effective with helping them sleep better. Why? We don't have any scientific studies, but we are in touch with a lot of doctors in this space, and they're following us very closely now. And we have a lot of families journaling the behaviors of the kids or the adults that are using the pods. And once we get to a certain test group, we can send that to these doctors and they can sign off on it. So it's you know, then it could be a scientific study. So we got a long ways to go, but the families that come in that are crying because they can't sleep, the moms and dads can't sleep because the kids can't sleep, they're looking for solutions or something to help them, have a better life.
Yeah.
Our first child that had schizophrenia and autism, our first family that bought it, it's in the St. Louis region. She just recently got off medication because she can sleep better. She's been sleeping better inside these pods. So it's a safe sensory deprivation place where you can change the lighting inside the little chamber. It has air filtration. And you can create your own little room however the child wants or the adult.
Yeah, I know the one that I've seen also has a flat screen television mounted in it, so you can to visualize it. It's a big box with a bed in it, and you can get in it, and I can understand how kids would think they're getting in a spaceship.
Yeah, it's like
because there's this whole control panel in there that, like you said, Gary, you can change the lighting, the color of the lighting, the intensity of the lighting inside of it. You have the fresh air, the filtration, and then you can even put a television in there. And so my daughter, who's been diagnosed with OCD, I could see her benefiting tremendously from something like this because her issues a lot of times are loud noises especially if it's raining outside, lightning, thunder, you know, being able to go into a safe area where she can slide that door closed and she can, you know, put on, you know, a sound or the television, and then adjust the lighting to, you know, relax her. Like, I could see that being a tremendous help to someone like my daughter, so I can personally speak to, like, seeing the benefits of something like the Z-Pod and the kind of effect it could have on a family.
Well, and Gary, I have a question. In the store, you have one that is like it looks like a bunk bed. There's a regular bed up on top, yeah, and then the pod.
Yeah.
But do you make them for adult sizes as well?
Yeah, so the current model will fit comfortably a 6'5" person.
The one I saw? So,
yeah, the one you saw.
Mm-hmm.
The one you saw.
My goodness, well, okay.
And what size is that? Is it like a double bed mattress in there, or how? What in that one that you can actually, if you want to see it, you can go to
Z-Pods for sleep.
The mask, the sanitizer and mask store in St. Charles, and stock up on mask and sanitizer and take a look at the Z-Pod while you're there. But yeah, how big is that mattress inside there?
That's a good question. It's a twin-size mattress.
Okay, gotcha.
So if you can fit on a twin-size bed, you can fit inside there.
Perfect. Yeah. So barely. If you can sleep on a twin-size bed, you can sleep on. Yeah, you can sleep in there.
I can't find my LED belly button ring. How am I going to fit in that? No, I'm just kidding.
Keep digging. It's in there somewhere.
That's nasty. Yeah. Sorry, Gary.
Come in for surgery. We'll take care of you.
So, Gary, before we let you go, I also want to talk a little bit about the Z-Bones headphones. But if people do want to follow up and get more information about the Z-Pods, how can they do it?
Well, yeah, they can come to the store to touch and feel and use it if they want, or go to zpodsforsleep.com.
Good stuff. And, the Z-Bones. I'm telling you, when you're talking to Gary, you just don't have enough time to get to everything.
Oh, no.
There's so many products, and then not only the products, but the experience. Like, I love talking to Gary about hiking, being out on the mountain. I mean, there's just so many cool things to talk about. But I know Bo is really interested in these Z-Bones, and I have a pair, and they're pretty cool.
But it wasn't until I saw them in person. A week before I reconnected with you, Gary, somebody said, oh, you got to get these, and they sent me a picture of them. I'm like, well, that looks goofy. But then I started to realize how many different areas that I want to be listening to something. Do I need ear protection, like when I'm doing a chainsaw or log splitting? But there are a lot of times when you want to hear the room, but you still want to continue to hear your podcast or your radio.
Then obviously some people, not everybody, but some people that suffer from hearing impairment, these headphones are great for.
It reminded me of the cochlear implant, which, is a different thing. But this just vibrates the bones in your head, right, Gary?
Yeah, it sits in your cheekbone, and it vibrates through your cheekbone around your eardrum to your cochlea. So the cochlea will pick up the sound. And you can adjust the volume by putting earplugs inside your ears.
Oh.
And you can really feel it, feel a bass sound. It vibrates through your bones.
Oh, wait a minute. What's that tip to get it louder?
So take some foam earplugs and stick them inside your ears.
Or some old cigarette
butts. They come with the package, but you can find them anywhere.
Sorry, he didn't hear
that. Right.
Or old cigarette butts. That'll work.
No, don't do that.
That works, yeah. Whatever fits in your ear.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, because that I was mentioning that I listen to my headphones, and having the Z-Bones in my house, it's great because, there's so much going on, and you need to be aware of what the kids are doing, and and they're constantly calling you and asking questions. But I'm, constantly moving, doing laundry, cleaning, whatever. So I'm always listening to a podcast or something, listening to the news or something. And so I have these Z-Bones on, so I can hear the podcast but I also can still hear what's happening around because my ears are not. But when I go outside and I'm cutting the grass or something like that, I want them to get just a little bit louder. And so maybe this is the hack to get that accomplished.
It's a hack. Yeah, that's what it is. Now, do you sell those earplugs or can you just buy just off the shelf, like gun store earplugs to close off your ears?
Yeah, they come with a package. If you buy a Z-Bones package, they come with a charging cord and the earplugs.
So you're telling me I threw them away?
Yeah, you probably threw them away.
I kept the charging cord. I kept the charging cord, but I don't remember the things.
I'll make sure you guys get the Mossy Oak brand. We got the official license of Mossy Oak, so we got those coming in a couple weeks. So those will be a lot of fun. They're beautiful looking.
I would think that they would be great for hunting.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. How great is that for people that are going on a hunt or a hike or going camping? I would imagine Z-Bones are like the perfect headphones to bring with you.
Yeah, they could be, if unless you don't want to listen to anything.
Right.
I want to get away from all the noise, so I leave my headphones and phone in the car when I'm out hunting.
That's a great point. I do want to touch on that a little bit with you. What is your what's your favorite outdoor activity? Is it hunting? Is it camping? Is it fishing? What's when you do get that time, Gary, to get out and, like you said, get away from all the noise? What's your go-to?
Yeah, thanks for asking. And right now, I go out twice a week if I can get away more. I love mushroom hunting. Now, along with, you know, sitting in the woods with my compound bow and turkey and deer hunting, but mushrooms are amazing right now. It's really dry. Found some just a couple days ago, and cook them in soup and taste fantastic.
Oh yeah,
deep fried. That is great. You can find them anywhere in dead trees.
Have you done it, Bo? Have you mushroom hunted?
I have. I've never found any, but friends of mine have found them. And the deep-fried ones, those are outstanding.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you get into that? Because I've heard a lot of people talk about how fun that is, but I wouldn't have the first clue, Gary. Do I need to find somebody like you that knows what they're doing? Is that the best way to do it? Find somebody that knows? Or is there, like, a way to learn? Like, I don't even know what... I wouldn't know what, like, areas... You know, when you're fishing, you can see a cove and you can just identify, oh, that's a good place to fish because I can see, you know, the rock wall, or I can see the nest, you know, depending on time of the year it is, the beds, look, you know, that they're making. Like, how do you get into mushroom hunting?
Great question. So Missouri Conservation Magazine is fantastic. It's free. You can sign up for it to get it every month. They talk a lot about mushrooms. And even on their website, and I can't remember what it's called, MissouriConservation.org or
MDC.gov.
They put a lot of information about what mushrooms in the fall and the spring and the summer, what's poisonous, which there's not a lot of poisonous ones. It's just it's when you pick them, if they're fresh or dried up, what stage of growth they are. So you can do that and find out. Just type mushrooms in Missouri and you'll learn a lot about what mushrooms are and what are the best. They rate them. So Missouri Conservation is a fantastic place to get that information.
Yeah, that and it does. It sounds like an absolute blast. And are we in a good area? Like in the St. Louis area, do you have to go far to find the right place to hunt mushrooms, or do we have plenty of places around here?
Nobody tells.
No, I mean, you can even go to...
I'm not asking for your honey hole.
No, you go to state parks and find them in colleges. Cool. A lot of colleges. I mean, my wife goes to our daughter's college and finds a bunch of mushrooms.
That's awesome.
That's where I first tried them. Just kidding.
Hi-oh.
Oh, yeah. How do you think about that? I wouldn't go that way, Bo. Honestly,
I've never tried them. Honestly.
Well, there we go. We're going to have to do it. Add it to the list. We all need to go fishing. We all need to go boar hunting.
We've been shooting.
And now we all need to go mushroom hunting
there
together.
You go.
And make
I'll
it
take
a
take you
show.
Out. We can read one of my books.
Let's do it.
While you're mushroom hunting.
Yeah, let's do it. I'd love to. Gary, we got to wrap this up. But before we go, one more time, remind people about the store, the sanitizer and mask store. I cannot recommend it enough. I mean, you just need to go out there and see all the cool stuff, from the Halloween masks to the sanitizer options and the mask options and just all the cool...
It's amazing.
...gadgets and gizmos and things that will just make your life a little bit easier in this time of COVID and this, not even COVID, just in this time of, you know... identifying that we need to keep ourselves clean and sanitized and safe. You know,
wash your ass.
Yeah, exactly. So
sanitize yourself from all the election commercials.
Yeah, there you go. Really. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, how can people find the store and learn more about it?
Yeah, we have more than sanitizer and mask, but it's sanitizerandmask.store in St. Charles, Missouri, or Fairview Heights. Come see the Z-Pods. We've got the Z-Bones there. We have a lot of cool high-tech stuff that we bring in that's just not only related to sanitizer masks. A lot of made-in-Missouri stuff. We just picked up a 3-ply made-in-Missouri mask, which is really cool. We're proud to support Missouri companies.
That's great. That's great. I cannot recommend it enough. If you're looking for, you know, anything from the basic hand sanitizer and disinfectant wipes to the cool stuff like the misting sanitizer that I have, you guys have the UV light gun that also disinfects surfaces just by, you know, waving the UV light over the surfaces, all that and more out there at the sanitizer and mask store. So everybody get out there and check it out. It's really, really cool stuff. And that website, again, is sanitizerandmasks.store. Very unique website, so make sure you go and check that out. Gary, thanks so much for your time today. We didn't even, like I said, we've talked for a half an hour and didn't even scratch the surface, so we need to have you back on again real soon so we can talk some more.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, good talking to Gary. See you, buddy.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. For Chad Ellis and Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.